For me, it was so devastated. That year I graduated from university and I couldn't.
Gilbert was a, you know, exciting time for me at my age because I've never seen a hurricane.
And then what we didn't know that the eye was coming. So
I
persons
would like
went
to see
outside.
The hurricane come. I want the hurricane to go back.
So, I'm born a couple of hours before the 12th, but I'm born the night, man.
September 12 marks 30 years since the most devastating hurricane to pass over Jamaican waters in recent history. Today, we remember Hurricane Gilbert. An unforgettable experience, to say the least. It was a Monday in September when Hurricane Gilbert, the seventh named storm of the season, swept over Jamaica in 1988. As many as 40 people were killed by the hurricane, which passed directly over the island, and no parish was spared.
Lots of people around us lost their roofs, but I didn't lose anything, but it was frightening, just the sound. There was this time when the whole community just lit up. But it wasn't light because we had no power.
When my parents came from the market and we had to heat the corned pork, one barrel of corned pork and boiled food for about 3 days.
And I remember watching stuff through the windows and literally seeing, there's a church nearby, and literally seeing the roof of the church come off.
What we didn't know that the eye was coming. So persons went outside doing their old things, sun come up and person went on the road. And then after we heard that the high is here, so everybody have to button down again. And
I have a son that was born hours before Gilbert came. And one till there was no bed upon a wake at a cot.
You never feel so afraid yet, especially in the night. You see the tree, them blow and then lean over and then them whistle. Tile it outside, tile it on the fourth cup and the pent up. Everything gone.
Director of the Meteorological Service of Jamaica, Evan Thompson, said the magnitude of the damage was partially as a result of the novelty of the storm passing over the country.
For a number of decades, Jamaicans got very complacent. After 1951, when we had a major hurricane move across Jamaica, Hurricane Charley, after that, we had some near misses, but we were not directly impacted. We may have had some passes like Hurricane Allen, David. There were a few more that moved through the 70s, through the 80s. But then when we got to 1988, there were many people who felt they wanted to experience a hurricane because it had been so long, we really forgot what it was like.
Many Jamaicans admitted that at that time, Hurricane Gilbert seemed like a fresh new experience for them to enjoy. That perception quickly changed on the morning of September 13, when residents emerged from their homes to assess the damage.
My mother said she take up herself, said she go and watch where Gilbert do. When she reached down the road, a piece of rain roller, that was part two of Gilbert.
And we walked from Franklin Town to Halfway Tree, through Vineyard Town, looking at all the devastation and everything. When we got to our office location, the roof of one section of the building was totally torn off. Everything was messed up in the office.
And I was looking forward to experience a hurricane. But I can tell you that after it passed, I regretted wanting to know what a hurricane is. It was quite devastating.
Fast forward to 2018, 30 years and several storms later, steps have been taken to mitigate the damage of natural hazards like Hurricane Gilbert. What are you doing to ensure your family's prepared?
I believe that we, not being surprised by a hurricane season any year, because the hurricane season is predictable in that it occurs from the 1st of June to the 30th of November. Every year it occurs at the same time. And for that reason, we know when to prepare ourselves. If at this point in the hurricane season where we are now, we find that we really did not have the roof tapped down on our houses, we didn't make the extra effort to call the carpenter, we didn't trim our trees, we didn't stock up on any of those canned goods, we still do not have a battery-operated radio in our houses. Those are some of the things that we really need to take stock of.
Head of the Meteorological Service of Jamaica, Evan Thompson. This hurricane season, be sure to assess your home for potential weaknesses, as well as to stock up on batteries, candles, tarps and non-perishable food items before a hurricane. Stay safe this hurricane season.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.